Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Unless we choose to live a life of a hermit, we're going to have a lot of relationships in our lives. We're going to have friendships. Some will come, some will go. We'll have relatives. We'll have partners, people that we choose to spend our life with. One of the areas of these relationships that have fascinated me is marriages or partnerships, because I'm a clinical psychologist, and people come to me to help often salvage their marriages when they're not going well. And after working with couples for 25 years, there's things you notice that work and things you notice that don't work in healthy versus unhealthy relationships. And after 25 years, I've gotten pretty good at identifying who's going to make it and who's not, because it so much goes down to how we treat each other. If we treat each other with kindness, gentleness, love, even when things are going hard, the chances of that relationship making it are really good. But when people come in fighting and emotionally swinging, they're going to have a much harder time because they're focused on the negative and they're not experiencing the kindness from their partner. And kindness really is one of those key ingredients of healthy couples. When they're kind, they do well. When they're not kind, they don't do well. The good news is that science backs me up on this. At the University of Washington, there's an institute called the Gottman Institute, where they look at couples over years trying to figure out what works and doesn't work in healthy couples. And one of the key ingredients they too found, as I have, is kindness. When people are kind in a relationship, those relationships actually do quite well. It's really a key ingredient of a healthy, happy relationship. But I want to take the concept of kindness and extend it today, not just to couples, but to life in general. Because there's really two ways we interact with the world. One is the external world. And are we being kind with that world? What I mean is, of course it's our partner, but it's also our children, our friends, our enemies, people we work with when we're driving, people that we interact with at stores. Throughout the day, we are interacting with people. And what I have found is that if we are kind with them, that our lives just go better, a lot better. And when we're not, they don't go as well. And let me use an example of my own to illustrate this. The other day, I was at the bank, and I was doing a transaction that I had done many times before, but there was a new bank person there, and he wouldn't let me do it. And instead of just saying, okay, I'll just come back the next time and do it another time, I was pushing more than I should have been. I wasn't very kind. And then I left. And afterwards, what was important to me isn't what I did to him. I mean, it was important what I did because it wasn't kind. What was more important is how I felt. Because I'm pretty good about being in touch with my feelings and I'm aware of them, what I noticed was I didn't feel very good after the way I treated him. I felt bad about myself and my behavior for treating him in a disrespectful way. I mean, mind you, he may have been disrespectful to me, but that wasn't the point. What I focus on is what I did. And in life, I think that's what happens. We hurt people, and it causes us sadness. It causes us unpleasantness. It can cause us depression. Yes, we can stay focused on their behavior and what they did wrong. And of course, boundaries are very important, which I'm going to talk about. But what's going to happen is ultimately what we're going to feel is what we did, because we know what we did. We don't know what they did. What I mean by that, they may have been having a bad day. They may have not felt good. There's a lot of reasons they did what they did. Mind you, it was wrong. But what's important, what we can control, is what we do in response to what they do. We can't control what other people do. We can set boundaries. We can walk away. We can say, ouch, that hurts. We can gently talk to them about it. We can choose not to hang out with them anymore if they continue to be unkind. But what we can control is our response to other people. And what we'll find is, like with the Gottman study, what we'll find is that when we respond back in kindness towards others, we're going to find these relationships going better. I don't know about you, but my closest friends that I have, that I've had for the longest time, are really based upon my friends and myself being kind with each other. We're kind towards each other, and that makes for lasting bonding relationships. I think when relationships go south is when one person turns negative and harsh, and it makes the other person pull away. So kindness really is a great way to deal with other people in relationships. I really believe when we're not kind, we're not going to be happy. And I often use the example of, think of the person that you know who's the most cruel, mean person that you knew growing up, that just was a mean, nasty person. And then find out how their lives turned out. You're going to find, pretty categorically, that they didn't turn out very well. People that are mean and cruel just always are not very happy people. And since we're listening to this happiness podcast, we want to not be that way. We want to be happy. And in order to be happy, I do think it's quite important that we're kind towards other people in every situation that we can be. Now, what can trick people into this thinking that we can be cruel and still be happy is media, meaning movies, television, things like that. Because what they often portray is people doing very unkind things to others and seemingly happy in response to what they're doing. This is a television creation. It is not true. It's not based upon facts. It's based upon falseness. Now, we are influenced by it, so be aware of that. If we watch a lot of television, we may think it's just natural to be cruel, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there is. Life will show us that that isn't true. And another way we often get fooled is we may know people currently who seem like they're very unkind people, but seemingly portray themselves as happy people. I can tell you pretty categorically what they're doing there is they are suppressing their depression via addictions. In order to live this way without really feeling it, they have to turn towards addictions. Addictions are like painkillers. They work. And the stronger the addiction, the more effectively they work. If I come home every day and do crack, cocaine, or heroin, I can do pretty much anything conscience-free. But the key of it is that addictions, one, have lots of consequences to them, whether they're prescription addictions or alcohol or drug addictions, whatever they are, they have lots of consequences to that. We all know that. But the second thing is, once we get off the addictions, our lives kind of hit us like a wave, and all that backed up log of unhappiness and unkindness hits us so strongly that often it carries with us the rest of our lives. If you've ever known anyone who's gone through a 12-step program because of addiction, one of the main things they struggle with is forgiveness, because they've done sometimes pretty horrendous things under the influence, and now they're having to face the consequences of these choices. And depression is a very common response to this behavior. So they may seem like they're doing well, but what are they doing every day to get through their day to numb themselves? Because they're numbing themselves. And if we're listening to this podcast, we're not about numbing ourselves. We're about truly finding happiness. Well, we've been talking about the external influences of kindness. Let's talk about the second one, the internal influences of kindness. This is far more important because this is what we carry with us all day long. How are we treating ourselves in our head all day long? What are we hearing about our own behavior? And the harsher we are on ourselves, the more unkind we're towards ourselves, we are just going to be unhappy. You can't have someone following you around all day saying cruel, unkind things and be happy. It's not going to happen. And if we, in our head, are all day long saying uncruel, unkind things to ourselves, we are not going to be happy. I really believe this is one of the plagues of modern society, is that we are so hard on ourselves that we struggle with being happy because we're not kind towards ourselves. Again, it's been shown that kindness is an effective, extremely effective, essential tool towards healthy, happy, lasting relationships. Wouldn't the same concept be true about ourselves? If we're kind towards ourselves, if we're loving, if we're forgiving, even when we mess up, our hearts are going to open up to that kindness. When we go to therapy or if we have a friend who's always loving and kind no matter what we did, I mean, they're going to help us to stop doing the behavior, but they're going to love us regardless of what we did. Our hearts are going to open. Our hearts are going to melt. It's the same way towards ourselves. How we treat ourselves matters, period. It's not so much what the world does. The world can hate us, but if we love ourselves, if we're hearing loving, kind thoughts towards ourselves, for example, we're in a prison camp where it's an unjust prison camp, say like World War II, and their guards are treating us poorly, but we love ourselves, we can be happy even in situations like that. The reverse is true too. We can be loved by the world, but if we look in the mirror and hate that person, we're not going to be happy. It's really important to be kind towards ourselves. And again, this isn't about perfection. This isn't about doing everything right. We do lots of things wrong. But what happens is we look at it, we take ownership of it, we say these most magical words, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? How can I do it better next time? And then we forgive ourselves. Forgiveness is the key. In any healthy relationship, we have to forgive the person for what they've done and then move on. And then hopefully they'll learn from it. But when we keep criticizing the person, they're not going to learn. They're going to stay stuck and be unhappy. It's the same way with us. We have to forgive ourselves, learn from the mistake, and move on. Moving on is key. And just doing better next time. And if we mess up, we do the same thing. What can I learn from this? Forgive ourselves, move on. What can I learn from this? Forgive ourselves, move on. And it's not like we're ever going to stop being unkind. We actually are going to continue to do things that we wish we hadn't. But the key is, when we mess up, each time we mess up, forgiving ourselves and moving forward, learning from our mistakes throughout our lives, but really forgiving ourselves and being kind towards ourselves when we mess up. We're often quite kind towards others when they mess up. But I'm telling you, what I've found is that we are so hard on ourselves that this keeps us stuck. This really is one of the main reasons we struggle with being happy. Because when we mess up, which we all mess up, we are so unkind towards ourselves. So if we really want to be happy, if it's something that we're seeking, we have to learn forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, because we are going to mess up. And no matter what place we get at, we're still going to mess up. So here's what we do. Let me get back to my bank experience I had just the other day. When I had the exchange at the bank and he wasn't being kind and I wasn't being kind back, I was in my angry mode and he was too. When I left is when I realized, I don't like the way I acted. I didn't really care what he did because he did what he did. I was more focused on what I did. I said, okay, what can I do here? So I realized, well, why was I acting the way I did? Because I don't normally act that way. And what usually catches me to be unkind is when I'm in a hurry. And I was in a hurry, and because I was in a hurry, I have a little bit of a tendency not to be as kind. So I got into the hurried, unkind mode. And I said, well, relationships are more important than being in a hurry, so I really need to keep working on being not in a hurry. Life just goes better for me when I'm not in a hurry. I can be kind even when I'm in a hurry, but I do a lot better when I'm focused on the relationships and not on getting things done. Being a little bit of a task-oriented person, I can get focused. And when I get focused, there's a tendency for that unkindness to kick in a bit. So over the many years, what I've strived towards is not being in a hurry and really not having my life too full with things. And though I still like to get things done, relationships are more important to me. My own happiness and the happiness of others is more important. So the next thing I did is I said, I just really, in my mind, sent him a lot of positive energy. I thought about him and I wished him a beautiful day, that his day would go well, that my behavior in no way affected him. I thought about going back and even apologizing. I do that sometimes, but I did need to get going and get my kids, and I was actually in a hurry that day. So I just sent him a lot of kindness in my thoughts, a lot of positive energy. And if I ever do see him again, I probably will apologize. I think it's important to make sure that when we do something, that we focus on what we can do better, not be self-critical. But when we do feel that self-criticism kick in, just put energy towards instead loving the person that we hurt. Send them loving energy, loving thoughts. And whether it does any difference at all, it will make us feel better and will move us in the direction towards being kind towards others and forgiving ourselves. We're gonna mess up. We have lots of opportunity in life to mess up. Kindness, no matter what we've done. I know sometimes we do really, really horrific things. I've heard a lot of stories over the years. But kindness is the key. If we don't want to keep doing it, or we don't want to stay stuck, we have to forgive ourselves. And here's another thing that can be really helpful. When we mess up, it's our conditioning that causes us to mess up. Like I said, I'm conditioned to be kind of a task-oriented person to get things done. So when I'm in that task-oriented mode because of my conditioning, I am often not quite as kind. So when I get in that mode and I mess up, I say, well, that conditioning of my past kicked in. It goes way back. I can explain it in detail where it comes from, but I realize it's just my conditioning. And if I change my conditioning, my behavior changes. When I'm not in a hurry, I almost never get upset at someone, like really almost never. So as over the years I've changed my behavior, I've changed the conditioning, I behave better. Not always, but a lot better at least when I'm in that more not in a hurried mode. I just do better. I still sometimes get in a hurry, but when I am not in a hurry, I do a lot better. So again, when we do something, I mean, we may have been at the time under the influence of drugs or alcohol. I'm not using that as an excuse, but if we weren't doing the drugs and alcohol, we probably wouldn't have done that unkind behavior. We may have come from a very dysfunctional background, and because of that, our parents or our upbringing taught us to be angry or unkind. As we change that behavior, we'll change. So we can blame, but blame the conditioning. Don't blame the past. Don't blame the people. Don't blame ourselves. Blame the conditioning, which is neutral, and just change the conditioning. By listening to this podcast and starting to implement kindness, we're going to change the conditioning. If you listen to this one over and over again and really buy into it, the depth of this one and get this one, you're going to find that you're going to just become a lot kinder person because you're going to buy into it and say, yep, this works. I'm going to do this. And you're going to like the effects of it. When someone is really being a jerk towards you, I mean, you may walk away, but if you're kind and not rude back, you're going to find, wow, life goes better. When we drive and we're not honking at everyone who honks at us, guess what? We enjoy driving a lot more. It's our response to people that get us in trouble, and mostly it's how we treat ourselves. So that's the one that's going to catch us, not so much how we treat others. I mean, some people will struggle with that one, but the one we're going to struggle with is being kind towards ourselves. I have learned over all my years is that we are hard on ourselves, and it doesn't work. The kindness part, where the Gottman study at the University of Washington showed, is the key to a healthy, happy, lasting relationship. We are having a main relationship with ourselves. How are we treating ourselves? We have to pay attention. What are we thinking all day long? Are we focused on our overweightness? Are we focused on our lack of achievement? Are we focused on how we're mean towards other people? I mean, if it's negative, if we're unkind, if we would get very upset if someone else were to say that to us, then we need to change it. And the way we change it is, one, by being aware of it. The second thing is saying, what can I learn from it? And two, just moving forward and living well and just doing the best we can. I know sometimes we think it's justified, but it isn't. It doesn't help us. Learning from our mistakes is absolutely justified. Being self-critical isn't. I mean, again, let's pick a hard one. Let's say we are heavier than we wish we were. We can work towards losing weight, and we may spend our life doing that. But we have to be kind. It's very hard to get motivated if we're self-critical of our weight. We're going to do better when we are loving and kind about our weight and making changes. It's a lot easier to make positive changes when we have a coach cheering us on than we have a coach screaming at us and calling us names. Then it's almost impossible. If we are looking in that mirror and criticizing ourselves for our behavior, good luck on changing it. It's just not going to happen. Kindness. Kindness is the key. If we can be kind towards ourselves throughout the day and really work towards implementing this, we're going to find our lives are going to get better. And equally as important, we're going to find happiness because we like being around people that are kind towards us. Those relationships do great. And if we are the one being kind towards ourselves, we're going to like being in our skin. It really works well being kind towards ourselves. So I really want all of us to try this, implement it, and see if I'm full of it or if this really works. And there's one other thing that we might want to try that I think you'll really like. Try throughout the day being kind, sharing kind words with everyone in our life, even strangers. just try to give compliments, give kind words of thankfulness, of just saying nice things throughout the day, and see if the day doesn't go better. I really think we'll find it to go a lot better. Imagine ourselves to be a star shining out there and sharing our light with everyone that we meet. It could be a really nice way to live life. And I think we'll find that we'll like it. We'll like it a lot. So thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you would like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. And if you want to shine a little light my direction, if you go to the website, you'll see a Yelp, Y-E-L-P, and a Google Plus, a G+. You can click on them and leave a review about how this podcast is helping you. And it really does encourage other people to listen to this podcast. So until next time, accept what is, love what is.